On Tuesday, the Vermont House gave approval to a bill that aims to spark construction of renewable energy projects, but the legislation has claimed a high-profile political casualty. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, lawmakers have unexpectedly targeted Efficiency Vermont for a significant budget cut.
The official name for the legislation is the Renewable Energy Standard and Energy Transformation Bill, but in Montpelier, it's generally known as RESET. And one of its key provisions asks Vermont's electric utilities to help customers reduce their oil or gas heating bills.
So they will be asked to help homeowners, to help businesses work on energy efficiency projects. And ratepayers will be backstopping that effort.
That's Warren Representative Adam Gresham, an independent who sits on the House Committee on Ways and Means. Gresham decided that if lawmakers are asking ratepayers to help subsidize thermal efficiency projects by utilities, then they ought to offset energy expenses somewhere else. He didn't have to look far to find a target.
We shouldn't be also then giving Efficiency Vermont more funds when we're asking utilities to do similar work.
Efficiency Vermont is a 15-year-old program funded entirely by a surcharge on residential and commercial utility bills. Gresham's plan would freeze those surcharges for 3 years and essentially freeze spending at Efficiency Vermont through 2017. His amendment found surprising support in a democratically controlled House where Efficiency Vermont is generally viewed as a keystone of energy policy. The proposal was adopted as part of the RESET bill. But Kelly Lucci, Public Affairs and Communications Manager at Efficiency Vermont, says Gresham's amendment won't deliver the fiscal benefits its proponents claim.
I think at heart, this was put forward with a fairly minimal amount of process or consideration. And what we're finding is that as we dig into this, the likely impact of this amendment would be that it is going to cost more than it would ultimately save.
Gresham's plan would revoke the $10 million in budget increases Efficiency Vermont is slated for over the next 3 years. But Lucci says the state would lose out on the $24 million in energy savings that those expenditures would have yielded. Darren Springer is the deputy commissioner of the Department of Public Service, which opposes the cuts. Springer says the RESET bill asks utilities to help customers replace their fossil fuel heating systems with cold air heat pumps powered by renewable energy sources. He says that initiative will put more pressure on the electric grid and make Efficiency Vermont's work more important than ever.
So we actually are contemplating using the electric grid in new and innovative ways, and it's even more important at that point to make sure that we are reducing our electric use overall and our peak.
East Montpelier Representative Tony Klein is the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Energy and Natural Resources. Klein says Efficiency Vermont, which has an annual budget of about $50 million, is delivering a good return on ratepayer investment. But he says no program can be immune from the fiscal pressures on government programs.
Yes, we get a 2-to-1 payback on it, and it's great. But nothing else in the state of Vermont at this point is having their budgets or their ability to raise money increased by 11 to 13% a year.
The bill now heads to the Senate, where Efficiency Vermont will look to have the cuts restored. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.